Good morning. This is Morning Edition on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Jennifer Lin. The restaurant industry has taken a serious beating during the pandemic. Many eateries are closed, and those that are open are grappling with a cascade of issues as they strive to cook up a recovery. WHYY's Chris Barish visited a bar and grill in Pike Creek in Delaware to check out the newest normal, even as COVID-19 continues its surge statewide.
The dining room is about one-third full during happy hour at Chuck Lager America's Tavern. The kitchen is whipping up dishes, and servers are hustling them to tables.
That's table 31.
All right, you need the hand.
Table 13.
Okay, 13.
Asher Higgins is enjoying chicken sliders, onion rings, and flatbread with his wife Adrian and daughter Alana Marie. There's no mask mandate in Delaware, but they do have face coverings around their necks.
We are doing a lot more family things outside and, you know, in public now. So as far as the mask mandates, we keep them just because we know there's some places that require masks. But for the most part, we're comfortable.
At the bar, Eileen Moy is having a martini and snacks with a friend. Moy knows coronavirus cases and hospitalizations have been surging for 2.5 months. A child in her family was infected. Now she fears that once it gets colder, another shutdown could be looming.
I wanted to stay open, so I'm concerned about people getting vaccinated, and I hope that they do because I kind of got used to having fun again. And I hope it continues into the winter. I don't know what that's going to look like. So we're trying to do what we can do right now.
So this is Delaware's dining and imbibing landscape. Nearly 19 months since the first COVID-19 case hit the state in March 2020. Restaurants and bars first had to close, then open with limited capacity and mask requirements for those not eating or drinking. Now it's wide open again, but that doesn't mean diners are flocking to their favorite steakhouse or sushi spot.
Some people don't want to come out, so it's been slow to come back. We're not as busy as we'd like to be on a regular basis, but we've been able to maintain.
That's Dawn Joyce. She runs Chuck Lager. She's an upbeat manager, but cited the daily struggles to serve customers who do come in or call for pickup orders or deliveries. There's about 35 employees now working, but another 10 jobs are open.
It's still been challenging staffing the restaurant. They found other employment. They've gone other directions, especially in the back of the house. I had to raise some cook salaries and some dishwashers, you know, to compete with the market.
Prices have risen for many choice items, like steaks and seafood. Others are in short supply.
There's breaks in the food chain. 2 weeks ago, I couldn't get a Miller Lite in the building. And it depends on the week what we can't get. So I can't get my regular fries. They'll send me what they have, but I can't necessarily get the ones I always use. Same thing with rolls, same things with desserts. It just depends.
Yet employees like server Lacey Crosby are happy to be on the job.
Doing well, man, enjoying it. A little difficult, a little transition, but everyone's kind of easygoing and giving us, like, understanding during difficult times. It might get worse again, but I don't think we'll shut down again. They tried it once, it went weird, and I don't think they'll do it again.
Governor Carney doesn't want to return to lockdowns or restricted capacity. He's focused on pushing vaccinations. Almost 78% of adults have gotten at least one shot, but barely half of young adults have done so. Joy says her entire staff is inoculated and hopes more of the public does so to quash the summer-long spike.
People want to be out. People want to go back to some sort of normal lifestyle. We've tried really hard not to let this take us down, but there's still challenges. It's always a concern that we could go backwards, but we're way more prepared to go backwards than we were a year ago, right? We know what we need to do to sustain with takeout.
Higgins hopes it won't come down to that and says it's time to enjoy life again, albeit with precautions.
Come on out. Things is getting better as long as you're being a safe citizen. Then why not?
The State Restaurant Association says 9 in 10 establishments currently have inadequate staffing. So if your order takes a few extra minutes, they ask you to please be a little patient. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.